USA Radio News with John Hunt.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that he regretted participating in a photo opportunity with President Donald Trump at a historic church near the White House that was damaged during protests last week. The president walked from the White House across Lafayette Square after law enforcement officers forcefully cleared peaceful protesters from the area using rubber bullets and pepper spray.
As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it. I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
The general's comments come amid rising tensions between the Pentagon and the president. President Trump said he would never consider renaming Army installations named after Confederate leaders after the Pentagon said it would be completely open to discussing that issue. Stay updated at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the world awaits a coronavirus vaccine, some scientists are proposing that the polio vaccine could give the body's immune system a much-needed temporary boost to stave off infection. Now, it's still unclear whether such an approach would work, and some experts are skeptical, but others, including researchers in Israel, the Netherlands, and Australia, are also investigating whether a tuberculosis vaccine could help jumpstart the immune system and make COVID-19 less deadly. San Francisco police will stop responding to neighbor disputes, reports on homeless people, and other non-criminal activities as part of a police reform plan announced by Mayor London Breed. She said all calls that don't involve a threat to public safety, police would be replaced by trained, unarmed professionals to limit unnecessary confrontation between police and the community. Breed said as part of police reforms, the city will also strengthen accountability policies, ban the use of military-grade weapons, and divert funding to the African American community. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak signed a new slew of bills, including one to permit the sealing of records for marijuana convictions and another to restore the voting rights of convicted felons, permitting over 77,000 people to cast ballots who would otherwise have been barred from voting in the state. The inclusion of the new voters has the potential to impact future elections, as studies have found that former felons are much more likely to vote for Democrats. Country superstar Garth Brooks is holding a concert that will be played only at 300 drive-in theaters on June 27th across the country. The concert event will follow specific guidelines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health mandate.
We can have families jump in the car, come out on Saturday night. We are excited because this is a reason to get out of the house, but at the same time, you get to follow all the COVID rules from every individual state. You get to have fun and stay within the guidelines of social distancing, but we're calling it social distancing partying.
The concert will be created in Nashville, Tennessee, and tickets will be just $100 per passenger car or truck, no matter how many you can fit in the vehicle. Tickets go on sale June 19th, and Garth and his band is excited about playing again in front of a crowd.
So you can blast it and blare it as loud as you want, windows up, windows down, sing along. This is a perfect way for us to still get to play music and still follow all the rules that we're under right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.